Historians have postulated that Hinduism is not an organized religion. They do not understand it. It is a highly organized religion, and those who take themselves seriously on the spiritual path will follow the rules. A rule only becomes a rule when we fight it, want to get around it, duck under it, or not do it. A rule ceases to be a rule if it's a gentle way that we live our life. That's why the Shaivite Hindu teaches from example. The Shaivite family is a one family with one thought, one feeling, one way of worship. They solve all difficulties before sleep each night and make the pranas flow in love from one to another. They take the yearly pilgrimage together. They join hands, love each other, support each other, and care for each other. They're responsible to the community that surrounds them, for they know that Shiva is in each and every soul of every religion of the world. And they also know that all those souls are going through their experiential patterns, and the soul is learning and growing. And once we experience all the experiences and understand all the understandings on this planet, then Kavalya state, moksha, and we're off to other worlds. Lord Shiva has a methodology teaching his devotees. He reveals to them and he conceals from them. Through this very simple method, he matures the soul of each devotee individually. And this is very easy for him to do because he lives within the soul as its superconsciousness. And slowly, very slowly, the understanding comes. The realizations come. And the love comes.